Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Sausage Making: The Definitive Guide with Recipes by Butcher and Chef Ryan Farr, is a technique-driven cookbook and craft manual focused on producing high-quality, all-natural sausages at home or in a professional kitchen. Written in the context of the modern handcrafted food movement, the book blends practical instruction with recipe inspiration, aiming to demystify a process that can feel intimidating to newcomers. Farr lays out essential equipment and ingredients, then walks readers through the full workflow from meat selection and seasoning to grinding, mixing, stuffing, and cooking. A central feature is a master technique built on dependable ratios of lean meat, fat, salt, and liquid, helping readers understand what makes a sausage succeed rather than simply follow directions. More than 17,500 full-color process photographs reinforce the step-by-step approach, while a collection of recipes spans classic and contemporary styles such as chorizo, bratwurst, boudin blanc, breakfast links, and hot dogs. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, tools, ingredients, and setup for consistent results. A defining strength of the book is its emphasis on preparation, selecting the right tools, understanding core ingredients, and setting up a workflow that keeps the process controlled and repeatable. Farr outlines the practical equipment sausage makers rely on, such as grinders, mixers, or mixing methods, and stuffers, and he addresses the role of casings and how they affect texture and bite. Rather than treating gear as a barrier, the guidance helps readers choose what is essential for their level and batch size, including options that suit home kitchens. On the ingredients side, the book focuses on fundamentals that directly influence quality meat freshness, fat selection, salt, and the use of liquids and seasonings. This groundwork matters because sausage making is as much about managing variables as it is about flavor. By clarifying what is needed and why, Farr sets readers up to avoid common early failures and to approach sausage making with the organization and confidence of a working butcher shop. Secondly, the master technique and ratio thinking. At the center of the book is Farr's master technique for sausage making, a framework intended to be used across many styles. Instead of presenting sausages as isolated recipes, the book teaches readers to think in ratios the relationship between fatty meat, lean meat, added fat, liquid, and salt. This approach explains how texture, juiciness, and binding are created, and it makes the craft more transferable from one recipe to the next. The ratio method also supports creativity, because once readers understand the structure that holds a sausage together, they can safely adjust seasonings and ingredient combinations without losing the qualities that define a good link. The technique forward focus is especially useful for cooks who want more than a list of ingredients. It turns sausage making into a skill that can be practiced and improved, whether the goal is replicating a classic bratwurst profile or inventing a new combination. The book's step-by-step instruction and photographic guidance reinforce this foundational method, making the logic behind the process visible and repeatable. Thirdly, step-by-step workflow grinding. Mixing, stuffing, and handling. Farr treats sausage making as a sequence of precise but manageable stages, and the book walks through each one with clear instruction and extensive process photography. Readers are guided through preparing and cutting meat, grinding to the appropriate texture, and mixing to develop the proper bind. The stuffing phase is presented as a craft skill, including the practical handling that prevents tearing casings, trapping too much air, or producing uneven links. This workflow orientation is valuable because many sausage problems come from process mistakes rather than seasoning choices. By focusing on method, the book helps readers understand how consistency and safety are built into the routine, keeping ingredients properly managed, working efficiently, and controlling the variables that affect texture. The step-by-step format also makes the book accessible to beginners who want to learn with confidence, while still offering a reliable reference for experienced cooks scaling up production. Overall, the workflow guidance positions sausage making as learnable and repeatable, bridging the gap between the butcher counter and the home kitchen through practical instruction. Fourthly, a wide recipe range from classics to contemporary links. The book pairs its technical foundation with a substantial set of recipes that reflect both traditional sausage forms and modern American butcher shop creativity. Farr includes links and preparations such as chorizo, bratwurst, boudin blanc, maple bacon breakfast sausages, and all-natural hot dogs, showing how the master technique can adapt to different flavor profiles and textures. The recipe selection supports multiple goals: learning classic baselines, exploring bolder combinations, and understanding how ingredient choices translate into a final cross-section and bite. The recipes are also presented as a learning tool rather than only end products, because they illustrate the ratio-driven thinking in action. For readers, this means the collection functions like a guided curriculum, start with straightforward sausages to master handling and texture, then move into more distinctive profiles as confidence grows. The accompanying visuals, including technique photographs and bold cross-section style presentation, reinforce what a successful interior structure looks like, helping cooks judge whether they achieved the intended result and troubleshoot when they did not. Lastly, beyond the link cooking methods and supporting components, sausage quality is ultimately judged at the table. And the book extends instruction beyond stuffing to the way sausages are finished and served. Far addresses practical cooking approaches, such as grilling, poaching, and smoking, emphasizing that different styles benefit from different finishing methods and temperatures. And temperature, this matters because even a well-made sausage can be compromised by incorrect cooking that dries the interior, breaks the casing, or causes fat loss. By connecting technique to final preparation, the book helps readers protect the texture and flavor they work to build. In addition, the book broadens the sausage experience by including related preparations that complement handmade links, such as condiments, buns, and classical French-influenced ideas associated with charcuterie and sausage service. These additions position sausage making as a complete craft project rather than a single recipe outcome, encouraging readers to think about balance, presentation, and the overall meal. For home cooks, this creates a more satisfying and cohesive result for professionals. It offers a practical framework for building menu-ready sausages with thoughtful accompaniments. In conclusion, Sausage Making: The Definitive Guide with Recipes is best suited to readers who want to understand sausage as a craft, not just try a novelty weekend project. Home cooks who enjoy hands-on cooking, hunters and meat enthusiasts focused on quality and control, and restaurant cooks or small-scale professionals will all find it useful because the book treats technique as the main takeaway. The most practical benefit is confidence Farr's step-by-step workflow and ratio-based master technique help readers diagnose problems, repeat successes, and scale methods to different styles. The recipe collection then provides immediate, motivating targets, spanning recognizable classics and contemporary favorites that reflect modern butcher shop tastes. What helps the book stand out in its category is its balance of clarity and depth. Many sausage books either overwhelm with technical density or skim the why behind the process. Farr instead offers detailed guidance that remains approachable, reinforced by extensive full-color technique photography. By combining instruction, visual learning, and a framework for creating original recipes, the book functions as both a teaching manual and a long-term reference for anyone serious about making better sausages consistently. If you would like to support Ryan Farr, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.